8:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News. It's Friday.
Yeah.
You know, each day, go upstairs after the show. Greg Pancake Hill, who produces the program, Eric and I, in this case it'll be Michelle, we talk about, hey, what do we do today? What do you like? What else do we still have coming up this week? Some things make it into the rundown in the final analysis. Others do not. So we assign Greg Pancake Hill to whip up a little something with the leftovers in a piece that we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Where did he go to medical school?
He went to Northwestern and Johns Hopkins. Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not.
Well, Brennan, those are very prestigious schools.
I smoked pot with Johnny Hopkins.
You don't know anyone named Johnny Hopkins.
Where are we going with this?
Good start, yeah?
Good start.
Wolf Blitzer, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, director Wes Craven, Pulitzer Prize winners, chemists, oncologists, nuclear physicists. The common denominator, I should say, between all these things and all these people, they are alumni of Johns Hopkins University. The best invention in the world solves a problem, a common problem, right? Well, here's your biggest problem. It's 8:30 in the morning. It's Saturday. You slept in. The sun is rising. The birds are chirping. You're slowly waking up from sleeping in. You worked a tough week. I'm projecting a little bit there. And you hear... There's no way! There's no way your neighbor is out there... Leaf blowing. Okay. You've been there. It's a relatable time, right?
It's a strong play at that hour.
Exactly right. So it's a little too early, but go ahead. There they are with the leaf blower. However, I think we have a solution. Thank goodness for these inventors from the one and only Johns Hopkins University.
This is thrilling. This is probably one of my favorite things I've designed in my 4 years at Hopkins.
Okay, so... Design engineering students at Johns Hopkins University only knows what they're working on, what super development that they're handling. What could it be? For all 4 years at college, one of the most prestigious universities on the planet, the assignment was?
Challenge was an open-ended question. It was essentially, can you please reduce the noise of our leaf blower?
I mean, some important stuff. Some important things here. Okay. Now, it sounds remedial, kind of laugh, that's fine, but it's a harder task than it sounds. It's actually a pretty hard job. Now, as an audiophile myself, listen to them explain the complexities over this particular sound.
The sound that comes out of this leaf blower is very complicated, and it contains a lot of different frequencies, like a lot of different notes on a piano would be a good analogy. It's not a very simple sound to cancel.
Yeah, too. And consider this. If you might be hearing this and think, all right, that's simple. Well, okay, why didn't you invent anything? You know, like, oh, that's an easy thing.
Right.
Okay, bring it on.
Tell me how easy that is.
Johns Hopkins University are trying to figure this out. So what they did, they literally created a leaf blower silencer. And that you don't even have to modify your leaf blower at all. It's an attachment that doesn't sacrifice any force behind the leaf blower. So here's a little test, right? You want to hear it? This is a leaf blower without... out the silencer on it. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I know that sound.
Yeah, we're very familiar with that sound. Here's the one with the silencer. I mean,
markedly better.
It's still kind of loud.
I think I can still wake up to that.
You still have to leaf blow. It's still got to work. Remember, they're putting something over the tube. How are you going to silence the tube? And it still sacrifices no powers, they say. So you really didn't do anything for you?
How much is it?
See, that's interesting.
What I'd like
I'm
to
glad
know.
You brought that up, Debbie. That's interesting. This will be available on the market. It's coming out in the next calendar year, they say. It's a Black & Decker deal, which also their CEO and their product development engineer, he's an alumni of Johns Hopkins University, too.
Oh, that
so probably
out okay.
Hence the little assignment there. But, like, I think it's pretty cool. Again, you're going to be walking through Home Depot. You're going to be walking through things, and you're going to say, hey, remember that time on Wisconsin's Morning News that you heard the silencer of the leaf blower? Keep your eye out.
Noise is deeper, so... it is not screechy.
It's the difference between hearing kind of a high-pitched whistle and hearing what you might just think being wind noise.
This is all with you, Ox. That's not good enough. All right, here we go.
I don't want to turn it off.